Shit different right now, bro. Shit different, man.
Welcome to the MVP.
It's the Mad Shoe Podcast.
You heard, we back again to give you the podcast that only we can give you. What it do is happening. It's your boy Fries, with of course, the man, the myth, the rapper, the hip-hop artist.
Yes, sir. I am.
A.K.A. Mr. Quick Witted, A.K.A. H.I.M. or him.
Yeah.
N.T.B.
Yeah, I am him. You know what I mean? Because, you know, people might get in their feelings about using the same name, but I can just flip it and be like, I am him, even though my acronyms are not similar to yours. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's different over here, baby. Different over here.
I got you.
It's real different over here. I'm really into shits now. You know what I'm talking about?
I got you. Well, it's been a week since your song came out, man. You heard any feedback, anything like that from anybody?
Yeah, man. I mean, what I expected of myself was what resonated within the people, you know what I'm talking about? So I hadn't heard nobody say nothing negative, you know what I'm saying, or indirect negative, you know what I'm saying? So I think a lot of people that, you know, did get to hear it, yeah, okay. You know what I'm saying?
That's
so keep telling your boy, you know, keep on moving, don't stop now. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, so I'm on that right now. You know what I'm saying?
So
just trying to do a little
update, man. Go and give us an update, man. What's going on, man? What's happening? We haven't had a real book update in a minute, anyway. So you know what I'm saying? Last week we kind of went straight to the song, but we did the topics, then went to the song. The week before we didn't have a podcast, so it's been at least 2-3 weeks. You know what I'm talking about? They heard a proper book update.
But no, I can't really get them on for my reasons. But what I can say is they bringing a Chipotle out this bitch. They are bringing a Chipotle. People, y'all don't understand. Chipotle about to be busting. I'm about to be in that bitch every day. You know what I'm talking about? Either I'm having it delivered to me or something else. You know what I'm talking about? But they bringing a Chipotle out here, man. And I know the Kuwaitis ain't going to know what this place is, and they're going to be in their buckshot. You know what I'm talking about? Taking up all the space, hogging up all the line, making niggas wait forever. You know what I'm talking about? For a fucking rack or bowl. You know what I'm saying? But they removed all the Blaze pizzas out here. So, yeah, they replacing them with Chipotle's. You know what I'm saying?
Don't LeBron own part of that?
Yeah. Yeah. And his luggage sponsor is right across from the Blaze Pizza in the mall. Like you see a whole poster of LeBron with his little suitcase and all that shit. So it's crazy. But I don't know, man. They just got rid of the franchise. I don't know. Maybe it wasn't producing like they thought out here. That's probably what it is. You know, a lot of businesses that, you know what I'm saying, don't make the money. Obviously, why would you stick around? You know what I'm saying? Just to, like, why I say face, you know what I mean? So they don't want you here. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of other nasty, terrible pizza places here that they actually enjoy. And I don't understand, but you know, whatever. I'm a Papa John's dude out here, so it's okay for me. And yeah, man, they bring a Chipotle out here. And then the other day, man, I went down to I know we talked about hygiene before. You know, especially being in these countries, you know what I'm saying, being in a Middle Eastern country, there is no fucking way why I should smell you when we are outside and the wind is blowing. I find that damn near impossible to feel like I'm in a field of onions when the wind is blowing a nice cool breeze. These niggas funky out here, man. I just don't understand. Huh?
You must have been upwind. You know what I'm talking
about? Bro, I don't know what the fuck that shit was, but that thing was, I'm like, my nigga. And I'm just sitting in the chair while they doing the car. You know, they just put my tent on. And I'm just saying, like, bro, you gonna move? Or no? You know what I'm saying? Because I don't want to be rude to nobody. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really don't want to be, but I could be that guy. And I just wasn't feeling your smell, dude. You know what I'm saying? And he was just over there a little bit too long. Other people walking up to me like they know me and shit. I mean, I am popular now. I am a sensation. I am a rapper. You know what I'm talking about? Maybe they heard about me. I don't know. But he's like, hey, my brother. Came dap me up. I said, oh, okay. That's what's happening. You know what I'm talking about? That's what's happening. I appreciate it. So, yeah, man, I came up with my track listing today. You know, my structure of what, you know, exactly how I want my tracks to be in chronological order, in sequential order, you know, for my album that was not supposed to even be an album. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. So, yeah, but man, I found it.
One single turned into a, you know what I'm saying, a quick EP.
Bro.
Then it turned into a mixtape. Now this nigga sound like he got a whole album.
I got a whole, yeah. I'm lit, bro. I'm lit in these streets, man. And the moves I'm making right now. Yeah. The moves I'm making. Tell us about it. Yeah, man. What I did and decided today, right? So, a lot of people, a couple people here. You know what I'm talking about? Just, you know, little samples of whatever, because I'm like, I need to find, I'm like, let me use y'all's ears as well. So I'm gonna give y'all a first listen to some of the tracks, you know what I'm saying, that I've completed. And that way y'all can kind of hear and be like, okay, help me place how you think it should flow. You know what I'm talking about? And I was like, I bought 7 of the beats already. You know what I'm saying? Them shits is mine. But 2 of them I'm undecided on. And then there's like a floater track out there that I really want, but I just can't think of a fucking, I can't think of what to talk about. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And people, I will say this, everything that I say in anything that I say is literally me. You know what I'm talking about? Not me, like, who wrote it. I'm talking, I did write all my own shit. I'm saying, like, I'm talking about myself. You know what I'm saying? Experiences that I've had. You see what I'm saying? So I'm not drawing inspiration from nobody else. I look at the man in the mirror. You know what I'm talking about? Shout out to MJ. So it was one of those. You know what I'm talking about? So I don't have no guns and drugs and all that type shit. Like, I didn't live that life. So everything for me is, you know, a somewhat mature perspective. You know what I'm talking about? Except for when we in my thotty song, you know what I'm talking about? When I want to put a shouties, you know what I'm talking about? But even then, I think that's respectful. You know what I'm saying? To a certain degree. The first verse definitely is cool. You know what I'm talking about? y'all can work with that. But that second verse get a little ride. You know what I'm talking about? Get a little turned up a little bit. But what's the name, man? I let them hear it, place the songs, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit, man, I got 9, and right now it's gonna be 10. It's gonna be 10. Okay. I am having a custom beat used or created for myself, exclusive rights, of course, because it's a custom. Right. I'm telling y'all niggas now, I'm using my verse, what's that? My raps that I just used for free, that couldn't go nowhere. I'm getting a custom beat that can match that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because them raps deserve to be heard. You know what I'm talking about? Not bottled up. You know what I'm saying? They deserve to make the album. And God dog it, they're going to make the album. So I'm in the works of, you know what I'm saying? I've already sent the deposit to the producer. And he's going to work on that for me. You know what I'm saying? The price was the price, but it wasn't crazy to me. You know what I'm saying? To get what I'm going to get. So I'm all right with that. You know what I'm saying? It's like 2 pairs of sneakers nowadays. So I'm cool with that. Yeah. So just sent him the Cash App, you know, the down deposit for that. I also bought an exclusive track. Usually I buy the Unlimiteds, people, you know what I'm talking about? But this was also a song, the beat that I heard. And I was like, fuck. And I didn't know what to write to it. I didn't know how I was going to start it. Didn't know what I was going to say. And I was like, man, I want this damn track. I want this damn beat on my album. You know what I'm talking about? On my album. Boy, talking. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, man, I want this beat on my album. And I was like, fuck, man. And I just, you know, I worked on my other stuff, finished that. So I finished my introspective songs are all done. You know what I'm saying? I finished the one for my grandmother the other day. That was the last one. So I got that one done. And then, but I kept coming back to the beat, coming back to that beat, coming back to that beat. Mm. And the process with me, people, is I can't think of a bar for the middle or the end of a song, right? The first words I think of have got to literally start the song. From there, I could take the fuck off, right? So my process is, it don't sound complicated, but when you don't know how you want to start, what you're going to say, there goes that there be the problem for me. You know what I'm saying? But I figured out the opening bar, and then from there, I took the fuck off. And the people who have heard, you haven't heard it yet, Franz. The people who have heard a smidgen of it, they love the beat. They was like, oh man, dog, you can't. And it was going to be my last song. It was just going to be an outro. Mm-hmm. They was like, nah, man, you can't make that no fucking outro. No, you got to turn that into one. Mm-hmm. I said, I feel that same way too, but I don't know what the fuck I'm going to say because I've already said everything I need to say on it. So what I did, people, I reached out to somebody. I'm going to have a feature on that track.
I was going to tell you that it should have a couple feet. It have at least one or two features on it. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, this dude might be featured on two tracks. You know what I'm saying? I'm waiting on somebody, but if that somebody don't come through.
I know who this is. I know who this dude is.
I sent it to y'all in the IG before.
How long ago was that?
A couple weeks back. He did an auction. He did the Busta Rhymes auction. Crank Lucas. He got 2 million views on that video alone. So he does features, mixing, beats, produce all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? He does music. So I reached out to him today just to identify, like, hey, man, I don't know what you charge, but I'm not a professional rapper. You know what I'm talking about? Let me make that. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. I reached out to him. Hit him in the DM, you know what I'm saying? And he was like, you know, this is what he charges, but he could work with me. And I was like, yeah, nigga, you're going to have to work with me. That original thing, I don't know if I can, you know what I'm saying? Nah, that's a little bit too hefty for me, my dude. Mm-hmm. So we came to a common ground and understanding to where I'm comfortable with what, you know, the request was actually going to end up being. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to have him on that one. That's my exclusive. That one there is also my exclusive beat. You know what I mean? I got in touch with the producer. I bought that outright. Mm-hmm. And he's also, that same producer is going to make the custom beat for me for that track that we released on the pod. You know what I'm talking about? So he asked me, is there a specific sample? I said, bro, I trust you to work your magic, man. That's why I hollered at you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to what both these individuals provide. You know what I'm saying? And I think that track that I'm gonna have him on. Hey, bro, if you sound better than me, nigga, you sound better than me. You know what I'm talking about? I don't care being Jay-Z and you Eminem on Renegade. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm talking about? Blow me up, dog. You know what I'm talking about? Oh, that might sound crazy. Yeah. So if that require a hold on, wait a minute, brother, you tripping, then forgive me. I'm a trip on that. But you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, dog, do your thing, man, because what it's going to do is with you being on that, it's an exclusive track. It's an exclusive beat, meaning it's all mine's. You know what I'm talking about? Put it on your page, dog. Put it on your page. You know what I'm saying? So I'm really... For everybody who I am seriously having fun. Okay. I've told people that, like, this is fun for me. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not taking it too serious. I'm not trying to make it a professional career path. I'm damn near 40, man. Like, I'm not really out trying to be no real, like, nah, man. But I tell you what, regardless of whatever happens, can't nobody ever say that I didn't make one. You know what I'm saying? Because I made 10, nigga. I made one album, but 10 tracks, nigga. You feel me?
I got you.
Fuck what you talking about.
The only thing I say.
Gucci, baby.
They don't have no studio out there?
I wish they do. I'm gonna have to look, man. I'm gonna have to look around to see if they can, because
if they don't, you need to take leave and just record them in the studio, because they can
get them out,
change your voices, and
yeah,
you know what I'm saying. So that's it. I think that's good. You record them like you've been doing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when you get in the studio, you ain't wasting time. You can hurry up and lay it.
Oh, by no means.
Fuck up out of there. You know what I'm talking
about? Hey, man, my album is only like 27 minutes, nigga. I need 2 hours of studio time, if that, just to allow you to do what you need to do. Mm-hmm. And that's it. No, I don't need no restroom break, nigga. Let's go. I know exactly what I need to say.
You know what I'm saying? Be like Tupac. You know
hey, man, I'm wrapping up right now, bro. You good? Yeah, come on in, man.
But for sure.
So yeah, man.
Okay.
Most definitely. I'm man, you know what? My shit is exclusive, man. Like, I could play this and we ain't gonna get copyright strict. Just gotta
don't
put
play
you
the song. Yeah. Can you at least play just the beat, I guess? Because I don't want them to
hear. That's what I'm about to grab.
Let me get a little preview.
Yeah, just the instrumental, because he just sent it to me. Not my custom people, just you know what I'm saying. It's the you know what I mean.
Let y'all know so that this beat is bought for and owned by Booker.
Yes, it is.
With it, NTB him.
Oh, my. If
you hear it somewhere else, it's a problem.
Oh, most definitely. I'm coming for you. Relax. Not like that. You know what I'm saying? But I want my monies. I want my monies. If you profit off of me in any way, shape, or form, my license and agreement says I have a contract. Matter of fact, here we go, people. I'm going to see if y'all can see that. Y'all see that? Exclusive. Mm-hmm. That's what that shit say right there. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And what's crazy is they said it was a Dave East type beat, which is fine for me. You know, New York, Harlem, all that shit. I'm cool. I like, you know what I'm saying? I gravitate towards what I gravitate towards. But I will say that the songs itself that I have on the album is a mixture of everywhere. You know what I'm talking about? Like, it don't just sound like East. It don't sound like South. It don't sound like North, West, Midwest, West. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, I got a little bit of everything. Yeah. And yet,
it's a little hard to hear.
Well, don't worry about it. Just know it's fire, folks. Just know it's fire. And the track itself is called, I've already, like,
it sounded a little Rough Rider Anthem-ish from what I could hear.
It's a little bit because it's got the trumpets, the blaring. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's either horns or trumpets. I'm not a musician. Again, you know, you compose to my composition. You know what I'm talking about? So, but I heard that first and then I composed my shit to that composition. But, you know, I ain't gonna sit in and act like I didn't. But I call that one. That one is called Celebrate. You know what I'm talking about? And like I said, it was gonna be the last track. It's still gonna be the last track on the album, regardless of, you know, structure of the temp song. That's still gonna be my last track. And I called it Celebrate because I made it. You know what I'm saying? And it's synonymous. Like, when you hear the trumpets blaring, like, when you hear it clearly, y'all will know, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, that boy Book was on one. You know what I'm saying? And I really feel as though everything that I gave y'all was quality. I don't think I have any snoozy tunes on there to where, okay, y'all should skip it. You know what I'm talking about? I have fun on some. You know what I'm saying? Like, you would be remiss to skip a track because you don't know what I'm going to say. You know what I'm talking about? Because I added some shit at the end of one of them. You know what I'm talking about? I was inspired by Lil Wayne. You know what I'm talking about? On what's the joints off the card of the first one when he was like, fuck that, I'm going back. When he's walking through the house and big booty bitches bucking naked. I think it might have been the intro. I think it's literally called... He was talking about, yeah, let me take you through my house. He had like three.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The parts Carter, for that one.
The Carter.
Yeah, on the card. Yeah, the original.
It's the intro.
So with he was like, fuck that. I'm going back.
That's what it's called.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? Make him feel the Escalade, put his feet in the blade. Damn. And I'm feet in the blade. Yeah, that's right. So on one of those versions of it, whatever part it was, he was like, fuck that. I'm going back. Mm-hmm. I do the same. You know what I'm talking about? I got that from him. I was inspired. You know what I'm saying? And but I'm having fun with what I'm talking about, but it sounds good, but I'm just having fun. You know what I'm saying? And hey, man, I think I think, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because honestly, even in my fun shit, I think niggas would use that as their real shit. You know what I'm saying? So, I was about to tell y'all one of the bars I was going to have right there.
We got a homie from high school that actually do it. He actually rap a little bit. If you got something, you might want to throw it to him too. You know what I'm saying? I don't think he's gonna be as expensive as the other guy that you talked to. That he might be just a little
bit more. Yeah.
Another one. Yeah. So maybe you know what I'm saying? If you want another, you want another feature, throw him in there.
Hey man. At this point in time, brother, you know what I mean? I ain't gonna say the more the merrier because I want my own identity on my own shit. But you know what I'm saying? Like certain tracks where I feel as though like I've given the maximum effort that I could give to it. And I don't want to just be saying something just to say something to make it what it, you know what I mean? Like, I think that takes away from the track itself. So that's why I extended the olive branch because I'm like, shit, what the fuck would I say? You know what I mean? Like, I rapped this one way just for it to be just me. But everybody was like, man, nah, bro, you gotta add to that. That'd be too nice, man. Even my white boy, he was like, yo, I like that one, D. I like that one. Yeah, I like that. And I was like, okay, I got you, man. I got you. So I was like, well, let me reach out and see what's what. And you know what I mean? So like I said, I might have that guy on too. I can reach out to that partner as well. I know who you're talking about. So, and you know what I mean? Like I said, I'm having a great time with this, man. And the fact that I literally have completed these records is an accomplishment and a testament all its own. So,
I ain't gonna lie. When you first started, I was like, I ain't mad at the boy, but let him do his thing. But I was like, this is gonna drop off quick. He ain't gonna do shit with this. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. I was like, it'd be one song. Okay, that's cool. Next thing you know, boy, he didn't send me about 5 tracks. I said, okay, this nigga serious. Okay, we at least get a mixtape out this shit.
Yeah.
Now nigga threw it to 10. I say by the time he get back and get to the studio, it's going to be about 12 tracks. That's what I just said.
There's one track. I'm telling you, man. Well, there's really 2 tracks that I like that I just can't think of the first thing that I want to say. One of them I feel as though I got to sing on, and I'm like, I can't. You know what I'm saying? You know, the other thing is, like, I don't think every beat is for everybody's voice. You know what I'm saying? I want to say that, too. So there are beats that I hear that I'm just like, I don't think I will sound right on it. You know what I'm saying? I would have to disguise myself, and I don't want to do that. I want to sound like me. I don't want to Tyrese Halliburton that thing. You know what I'm talking about? On Tyrese. You heard that nigga talk?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Nick!
That's crazy that nigga just do that and don't know he doing it. That's crazy to me.
Bro, I was watching him on the JJ, the old man and the three. No, JJ Reddix is when I heard him.
Oh, okay.
And his voice, I thought it was the microphone fucking up at first. And then I heard it on ESPN. They was like, oh, how his voice changes and he don't. Yeah. I was like, yo, that is crazy. That's what
I heard on Pat McAfee. He was up there. He's like, tell me you didn't hear that. Like, your voice is going. Like, like, nigga, that's crazy.
Yeah, bro. So, yeah, man.
You can do your Nicki Minaj, your Kendrick Lamar type joint. They change their voices all the time.
Yeah,
and you get in the studio, you know what I'm saying? Maybe, you know what I'm talking about? Maybe it sound a little different in the studio too.
True.
They do something to it.
True.
You'd be all right.
That's true. It's true, man.
Yeah, but that's true, I can't wait. I can't wait to this final product. I can't wait. If you go to the studio here, you got to let me know in advance. Y'all let me know in advance.
No, I got you, man. What you gonna know? Because
I want to be there. I want to see it.
Y'all gonna know because I gotta tell y'all I'm coming in town anyway.
Yeah, so
y'all
can know when you book the studio time. I want to be right there. I might record. It might get behind the scenes.
Hey, bro, do that there. You know what I'm talking about? Do that there. Man. Do that there. People, I want to say that when you don't understand a bar, ask me or look it up because it makes sense. You know what I'm talking about? It fucking makes sense. Trust me, it do. You know what I'm saying? They'd be like, this nigga just trying to rhyme words. No, there's meaning behind everything that I imply. Just want y'all to know that. Because it almost came out with the wrong bar. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. I almost put a regal. And that's not the symbol. That ain't what I was trying to think of right there. And I think, yeah, almost fucked that up right there. Almost got released to the to the world. What the fuck book talking about? That nigga just talking. Yeah, I know. My bad. I fixed it though. I fixed it.
Shout out. Can't wait. I can't wait personally to go in that studio and watch Book drop this album.
I can't wait for people to hear it. You know what I'm saying?
I do a skit for you. You know what I'm talking about? I do a skit or some shit like that.
Yeah, I was going to do those anyway. You know what I'm talking about? You know, my persona like that.
You know what I'm saying?
How rappers be. You know what I'm talking about? Nigga, I got 2 hours of studio time. You going to let us act up. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It only took you 37 minutes to do this job. Nigga, you still owe me 123. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. We can cut a pool for the next 10 minutes up in this bitch. You know what I'm talking about?
Shit. I got you. Yeah, for sure. I can't wait. I can't wait. It's gonna be a good time, man.
Yeah, man. A shout out. You know what I mean? I got a partner, you know what I'm saying? Make me question his partnership. You know what I'm talking about? the way he be acting. You know what I'm saying? Like, you do music and you be acting funny with me, dude. And I really don't appreciate that. Really be making me feel the way. Because I'm not these other niggas. I'm one of your niggas. You should really think about that, man. You should really think about that. Yeah, but needless to say, you will not be in one of my songs, even though you said, write a bar about it. No, I'm not even going to do that with you, man. I'm going to just tell you straight up, I don't like how you be acting, man. Mm. And you know it's fucked up. I don't care what you say.
Yeah. Trust me, I understand where you're coming from. I understand.
Yeah, that's a little weird to me. That's a little weird to me right there. Right. That's the equivalent of, I do music every day. I get paid to do this. I listen to music every day. Okay, cool. Well, how about this, man? When you want to talk about your life, nigga, I live my life every day too. I ain't got time for yours. How about that? That's the equivalent.
Just know.
But see, I won't do that to you, bro. I won't do that to you. Huh? I just want you to do a little bit better, man. That's all. I ain't even gonna get on here and talk crazy on it, because you know I say this shit to you directly. Just do a little bit better, man.
I understand where you come from. I know the partner got a lot of stuff going on right now.
Beyond, hey, bro. Hey, man, fuck around, let me win a Grammy up in this bitch.
I understand. Trust me, I understand all that.
Yeah, for sure, though. That's still my dog.
Hard time right now for that brother right now. So he playing it. You know what I'm saying? It's all right. Shout out. We got the update of all updates. The boy Book is on. Be prepared. When is your next vacation that you coming back here? So we can kind of give the people a time frame, because people got to know what time this is supposed to be happening.
Man, depends on how shit shake out here for you.
Now,
know what
we, now we got to wait for a Depend Ass album. You know what I'm talking about? Now we got to wait.
The great thing about it is I don't have time-sensitive bars. So that's the good thing. You know what I'm saying? No current event bars in my shit. Because it's all about me. It's my life. So the only thing that can happen is it can go from 10 to 12 to 14 to whatever. That's the only thing that can change. That's you right. know what I'm saying?
Or you can sharpen up some. Maybe some will sound better after you exactly. live with it. All that kind of stuff. Okay.
Nigga, a whole new beat could come out and I feel as though that might suit me better. You see what I'm saying? Suit a certain track better and I re-record. And you know what I'm saying? Like, there's a whole lot of things that can happen within that time frame, but anywhere from June to October is probably gonna be my vacation. You know what I'm saying? Like for real. Mm-hmm. So,
I got you.
Yeah.
So, but sometime in the fall, we should be seeing
it's
that
coming out this out. Year. Whatever I do, it's coming out 2024. You know what I'm talking about? I want to be the only independent nominee. You know, on the Grammy panel, in the Grammys, you know what I'm talking about? Like new artist of the year or whatever they want to declare. You know what I'm talking about? Fuck around. I might make a record of the year of this bitch, man, with that. Oh my God. What the hell? Yo, I'm not talking my shit. I am talking my shit and I'm not boosting it up. I'm sorry, but y'all niggas just don't know. You know what I'm talking about? Like, I really be making some shit over here that you wish that your favorite artist would make. You feel me?
You do it too much.
I ain't even lying. I'm not even gonna lie, man.
You do it too much.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. I am him. I'm him.
That nigga said,
I am history in the making, man. The fuck is they talking about, man? I've been waiting a long time. You know what I'm saying?
You just had that dream like 3 months ago.
But I've been watching battle rap since my early teenage years, man. You know what I'm saying? So I've always been like, since I was 20, I started watching battle rap. You know, music has always been a thing of mine's anyway, you know what I'm saying? From with the East Coast, the lyricism and shit like that. So I've always had fun. My cousin, you know, Sylvester, the one that y'all met, he did music, you know what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? So like even his stuff, I love the shit that he came out with that I heard. I'm trying to tell a nigga, hey man, hop on something with your boy, man. Hop on with your cousin, nigga, hop on with your kinfo. He's like, man, I ain't rapped in like 10 years, man. Bro, that's cool. I don't need you for a whole album. This ain't David Tips and Styles P, nigga. We going back to back. I just need you for like however long you want to talk. Put that on my shit. You know what I'm saying? Just make sure that it makes sense on my album. Make sure it makes sense on that record. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you talking this way, I might need to put you on a different track. You know what I'm saying? But they can get inspired. You know what I'm saying?
I'm looking on Amazon right now at studio equipment, you know what I'm saying? See how much it is. You could do a studio at your house for $400, you know what I'm saying, where you live at. You ain't got to worry about the studio, you know what I'm talking about? I don't know about mixing and mastering no bullshit, but I don't know about all that. But, hey.
I'm in it, bro.
But yeah, you don't want to spend all this money for one album. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, you might as well just go to the studio, because then you ain't gonna have no need for all this stuff.
Ain't, bro. Right on Craigslist.
Well, hey. Shout out! Can't wait till. What is the name of the album? Did you even think of that?
It was From Start to Finish, the last chapter, something like that. You know what I'm talking about?
Hey, it can't be that damn long. You know, you gotta shorten that.
Those are two titles.
Oh, okay.
Last chapter, or From Start to Finish, because I started and I finished, nigga. That's it. One out.
Don't call it the last chapter. You gotta call it the first chapter.
The only chapter. The only chapter.
You don't want to limit yourself too. You might have this inkling.
I know. I might get inspired again. So that's what I'm saying. Like, you know what I mean? Untitled for now.
Okay.
Undecided.
Okay.
Yeah, undecided.
Don't worry about it. Well, when it's time, he's gonna break it here. He's gonna let us
know. It'll be there.
Shout out.
We can monetize when the song is finished. We can play here as much as we fucking want, nigga. Because it's my shit.
There we go.
Throw it through, nigga.
There we go. Shoot.
Yeah.
We got some stuff to talk about. Not much.
What'd it be like, bro?
I'm glad that you had this much to talk about with that album. I'm not gonna lie to you. Because I really everything I gotta talk about revolves around the All-Star game that just happened. So let's start off with the first event that happened, the celebrity game. NBA All-Star Celebrity Game. Did you watch it? Did you check it out?
I didn't check it out, but I saw who got the MVP honors.
Michael Parsons went crazy.
Before we say that, you basketball players, well, y'all ain't real basketball players, you know what I'm saying, playing basketball in Celebrity Game. It's a celebrity game. Yeah. But the fact of the matter is you let these football players come in and dominate. That's crazy to me. Nakuya Puka, the receiver from St. Louis, Los Angeles, the Rams, that boy in there acting a fool too. Y'all let these football players come in here and own that damn hardwood. That's fucking crazy. And that ain't the first time. Miles Garrett, yeah. T.O., them niggas been hooping, bro. Them niggas. Julius Peppers, but he was a dual sport anyway. Like, everybody knew about him. From North Carolina when he played.
If Stephen A. team won, a basketball player would have won the MVP.
Who do you have on his squad?
T-Jazz, the YouTuber. He plays basketball. He does a lot of basketball YouTube videos. He had 30-something. Right, cool. You know what I'm saying? He was hooping.
Okay. All right. Bet.
He was hooping for sure. But Michael Parsons just was so big. That's what they do a lot of times, man. Come on. Just like Myles Garrett. They just big niggas that's being running niggas over doing layups. It's like, what can you do? It's like Shaq out there.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, I got like you.
I'm really disappointed. They said that Gilly was supposed to play, and they said that Brown was supposed to play.
They banned that boy, man. That's
For some reason, these two people didn't play, and these two people are hoopers. They could really hoop. Chris Brown can hoop, and Gilly can hoop. I was listening to Charlamagne. Charlamagne was talking about Gilly could beat Chris Brown. Fuck no. Nah. Gilly can hoop, but he ain't hooping like Chris Brown hoop. That nigga, Chris Brown get busy. So, I would have liked to see them in the All-Star game. I mean, a celebrity All-Star game. I think it's kind of a shame where I enjoyed the celebrity All-Star game more than I enjoyed the real All-Star game, but we'll talk about that a little later. A big thing, they show, you know who Kai Cenat is? Yeah, they showed him. He was on Club Shay Shay. Well, not Club Shay Shay. He was on the After Hours or After Dark or some shit like that, whatever it's called.
His Nightcap.
Nightcap. Yeah. There we go. He was talking to him about him not, I guess, Shannon Sharp not believing in him as far as in the game. Did you watch the clip when he showed Shannon his pre-game like mixtape practice? Huh?
Yeah, some bullshit talking about, oh, yeah, you walking in like a hooper. You walking in like a hooper. I said, yo, this nigga trash, bro. This nigga trash. Everything is... Nah, son. Nah.
Well, shout out to them. Shannon Sharp team won. Beat Stephen A team. Stephen A, to me, seemed like the most talent on that team, but it is what it is. You can't beat up a big nigga. You know what I'm saying? Michael Parsons run niggas up. Right. Okay. Let's go to the next night. Saturday, we had the three-point contest. I'm skipping past the skills challenge because whatever. We had a three-point contest. My man, Mr. Dame Lillard, came away with the three-point contest. Thought he did a great job. How do you feel about the three-point contest, first off? Let's talk about that.
I need a stronger field, for one. I don't like when they put players in there that are really not known for shooting, but they have a high field goal percentage for the season. That don't make you a shooter.
Name somebody that shouldn't have been in there.
Who was in? I don't even know who the fuck was in there. Hold on.
Karl Anthony Towns was in there. Dame Lillard. We had
Malik Beasley.
We had why am I drawing a blank?
Let's find out. Let's find out real quick. Like, what's this year? 2023? No, this is
24.
3-point contest. 2024. All right. So let me see who was in it. I'm on Google, people. Google's your friend. All right. So you had. All right. Malik Beasley, Jalen Brunson, Tyrese Halliburton, Lauri Markkanen, Donovan Mitchell, Trae Young, and Karl Anthony Towns.
Mm-hmm. Who shouldn't have been in it?
Donovan Mitchell should not be in it. Jalen Brunson should not be in it. Tyrese Halliburton should not be in it. But I know he is the home team representative, you know what I mean, because it's in Indiana. So the more events he's in, the better, right? I'm not a firm believer in Lauri Markkanen like that to be shooting the threes at a high clip. I have no problem with Trae Young, Karl Anthony Towns, because Cat actually won the competition. Mm-hmm. So you can't say that he shouldn't be in it. Mm-hmm. Dane and Malik. So I see four people that should really be in it. That's it. That's it.
Give me one replacement. Who would you replace?
I gotta put Klay Thompson back in that motherfucker, man. Let that boy get his mojo back. That would have been.
He's been so trash. He's just been so trash.
I get it. I'd have put Bojan Bogdanovic. I'd have put him in it.
Yeah,
I would have put who's my guy? I would have put Buddy Hield in it if he wanted to partake. Shit, Duncan Robinson, Tyler Hero. I put any of them in there, man, because they are shooters. That's what we want. I want to see shooters, not people who just shoot the ball. And white boy from Sacramento, Kyle Huerter, whatever his name is. Yeah, I'd watch him too. I want elite shooting. So again, that's the equivalent of Tracy McGrady being in the 3-point contest. Like, boy, you ain't no 3-point shooter. I don't care that you're shooting 41% from the. That's not your specialty. You just shooting good this season. That, I don't want to see people like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to see people like that. And at the same time, I mean, the NBA, those individuals might have declined, and this is who they had that stepped up. So I don't want to shit on the people who actually did partake, because I don't know the behind the scenes of it. But if these were your first picks, no. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'd even take Kyrie in the competition. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'd take Kyrie in that.
I don't know if he's I think you're kind of getting back to what they did if you get Kyrie.
Nah, man, that boy wet. Mm-hmm. That boy won the championship 4-3. You heard?
Mm-hmm.
Let that boy do his thing. If he got to go in there and sham God to pull up and three, hey, man, you shoot the three how you want to shoot the three. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I'll take Kyrie. I would let Kyrie did it too. But, I mean, that's just me, man, wanting to see the stars of the stars, you know what I mean, within their own individual skill set, feel, perform, and be like, yeah, I'm that dude. You know what I'm saying? That's what I want. And I didn't get that with the 3-point contest. But, nonetheless, it's always entertaining because, you know what I mean, it's a 3-point competition.
Right.
It's either you make it or you don't. You know what I'm saying?
Real simple.
Dame almost fumbled the bag, too.
Yeah.
That made it entertaining also. You know what I'm saying? Nigga missed four of the last five, like four straight, and had to hit that one to win.
Mm-hmm.
And came away with it. So the dramatics was there. The flair was there. So, you know what I'm saying? The suspense. So I ain't got no problem with the 3-point contest in those regards.
What about the new 3-point contest with Steph and Sabrina?
That was wonderful, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking loved it. I appreciate her coming up with it because they said it was her idea.
Mm-hmm.
I applaud her. I wish that Reggie Miller was not in the fucking commentary.
Yeah.
Because he was getting on my fucking nerves, hating on her. Like, I didn't know. Oh, well, you know, they even said, Kenny over there, man, shoot a shoot. It don't matter. You put me in Alaska in a rim, I'm going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, well, you know, well, Steph is running and she got to warm up and all. Like, bro, you fucking hate him, man.
Mm-hmm.
You fucking hate him. I can't stand Reggie Miller, bro. Like, I hate when that nigga talks during the comp, like during the game. I just can't stand this nigga. I hate him. Can't stand him. But I love the competition between them two. I applaud her for shooting from the NBA 3-point line.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, if she was in the competition,
she would have won. She would have won.
Man. So imagine had she shot from the WNBA. Steph might have lost that.
Mm-hmm.
Steph, you might have come up on one where I took that L, bro. But I thought that thing was dope, man. And I hope it is truly something that they continue to do year every year. You know what I'm saying? I think that's more of a marquee event than the actual 3-point contest itself. You know what I'm saying? Like the audiences that you can draw in. You know what I'm saying? Now you give women a reason to watch this event. You know what I'm saying? You give the little girls a reason that are aspiring to be basketball players a reason to watch this event. You know what I mean? Let's be real. Steph, you're going to have to defend that belt next year, and we know who's coming.
They said she's probably not coming.
Oh, no?
She got a whole nother year. She's going to make more money staying in college.
Yeah, with the NFL. Yeah. But, man, listen.
Mm-hmm.
Yo. When that girl get there, that's what I want to see. I don't care if it's Steph, Dame, Trey, whoever. go against Caitlin Clark. That's what I want to see. Like, boy.
I think everybody. I think it was dope what the NBA did, because it showed that Steph Curry really changed the game. He really changed how the league is played. And to take him out of the 3-point contest and say, nah, we know what you is. Put you over here. You literally the best 3-point shooter we've ever had. It's fine.
Yeah.
You can't get that trophy no more. Let somebody else get it. Now do this. I thought that was super dope and a good way to honor Steph Curry too. I thought it was a dope way to say, hey, look, even the belt had a goat on it. You know what I'm talking about? It was like, it's like beat the best nigga to ever shoot 3-pointers and you get this belt. So I thought it was super dope. I don't know how long Steph want to do that though. I mean, it was cool. It was cool this time, but I can see Steph being like, I'm not about to do this shit every year. You're not about to wheel me out here every fucking year to shoot threes against everybody.
Not at all.
So
I think they'll defend it once and then that'll be it.
Yeah. But I think it's super dope how they did that. I loved it. 3-point contest was good. Because like you said, the dramatics were Dame. And then we got to the slam dunk contest. That was terrible.
That's the best dunk I ever seen in my life.
Man, you can't even hear. I don't think it was as bad as some people were saying it was. I think the judges was the worst that we've ever seen.
But
I don't think the dunks was as bad as we've ever seen dunks. Those dunks wasn't bad. My boy Toppin, I thought it was Obi. I didn't know it was his brother. He had a brother in the league.
Well, that's ridiculous. They all got hops in that family. That is something crazy right there.
He was doing some nasty dunks. Matt McClung, he should have won. I mean, he won.
So he should have. Yeah.
He did his thing. That double tap, that shit was fire. I ain't seen that shit before. That was dope.
Ever. So
I give him that. Everything he did was cold, nice. I didn't hate on the dunk contest like everybody else was hating on it. I thought the dunks was okay. I mean, we never going to get – the NBA tried to listen to us. What they did is they keeping Matt McClung around in the G League just so we could wheel his ass out in the slam dunk contest. Unfortunately – the NBA teams don't want to invest in some of these other guys that just dunk, because they could throw their asses in the damn G League as well. And so now we have Matt McClung and a couple other guys that just specialize in dunking and will lay fucking asses out, which one called. But I think the way they got around it was to say that, oh, he won the slam dunk contest last year. He coming back to defend his title. And technically, he's still in NBA, the G League, developmental league. I don't know how many developmental league players they'll let come and dunk in the slam dunk contest. I don't know.
Yeah.
I really think they should just go ahead and say, fuck it. I think they could start up beginning of the season, like how they was doing with Kenny and Shaq. They were doing that dunk contest.
That was actually dope.
I think they should pick a whole bunch of them. And I think the final challenge should be at the dunk contest at Saturday night. I think it should be them. Fuck the NBA guys. Unless you got somebody that just really want to do it and think they can compete, then throw one or two of the NBA guys in. Other than that, throw these guys in that's from off the street. Let them dunk. Because people don't want to see the shit that, you know what I'm saying, that the NBA guys do. We see better stuff online. This is what it is.
It's a fact.
And like I said, I like the dunks that on the dunk contest, but this is probably the first year I had a better time watching a 3-point contest with Sabrina and Steph and Dame winning than I did watching the dunk contest. Even though Matt McClung had some nice dunks and topping, but it just felt better during a 3-point contest. How you felt about the dunk contest, man?
Before my injuries, people, I was jumping just like that. You know what I'm saying?
I was just like Jaylen Brown. You could have done that Jaylen Brown dunk for sure.
I said, this nigga ain't B. Brown. That nigga dabbing. What the fuck is he doing? You don't talk about like this nigga landed, hit the ground, and then like, bro, you was a whole fucking fool for that. On top of that, you jumped over a nigga that's only 4 foot tall and put him in a chair to sit down even further. Bro, the whole thing was a fucking, oh my lord. Anyway, man, the judging was a little bit overcritical. Again, I give points and kudos to Kenny because Kenny was like, man, you can't judge them on the Miz dunk. You're supposed to grade them on the make, period. You know what I'm saying? And that was that Shaq bullshit when
he ain't making on the first one. He ain't making on.
It's still a fucking 50, man. That dunk is fucking special. I don't care if it took that brother 10 times. You ain't ever seen no shit like that before. Mm-hmm. So if you would have gave a nigga a 50 on a miss, why you gonna give him less on the make? You crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's my whole thing. And that didn't make sense to me with, you know, the logic behind that. There was some piss poor judgment that did transpire right there. And Dominique was pretty much level across the field. It wasn't him. Fred Jones, he's a dunker, so I respect him. But you had Gary Payton, Mitch Richmond, and the older gentleman, he was Darnell.
The old yeah. nigga was fucking up.
46? Oh, you saw that one. How was that a 46, my dude? Mm-hmm. Did you? Man, get the fuck out of boy. Look at here, man. When he did that, I was like, oh, fuck this damn thing right here, bro. This thing about to be a mockery. Mm-hmm. This thing about to be a mockery. Because I'm like, Matt McClung's dunk should have been a 50, the first one. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, man. I don't know. I get it. Jaylen Brown was the star, but the dunks that Jaylen was doing,
trash.
Them wasn't no 48, 49 type dunks that y'all was giving him score for. You know what I mean? Maybe back in the 80s. Maybe in the 80s, them shits would have been booming. You know what I'm talking about? But you can't tell me a nigga that went between the legs and dunked like, come on, bro. He got a higher score than that? Come on, man. That shit was, man, travesty. I appreciate, I didn't know Jaime could get up like that. I don't think it's Jaime. I think it's Jaime. You know what I'm talking about? The rookie for the Miami Heat.
Black team. I'm not even gonna lie to you. I didn't even know who that was.
Yeah. He's actually a hell of a player, man. That boy's been kind of good, man.
I ain't even been looking at Miami like that. I didn't know who they were. Who he was.
Yeah, he's been doing his thing, man. He been hooping. That boy been hooping. Kind of the steal of the draft right about now. Mm-hmm. but everybody's so, you know, this is the Chet Holmgren and Victor Wembanyama year, regardless of how you look at it. So nobody else is really talking about the other rookies, but he's having a hell of a season as a rookie. But I didn't know he could get up like that. Mm-hmm. So that kind of shocked me and impressed me. You know what I'm saying? Just seeing the talent that some of these people you don't think have athleticism have. You know what I'm talking about? But niggas is putting y'all on notice. Like, nigga, you be under that basket when I come through if you want to. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get you. You know what I'm saying? So I think that was more one of those statement things for him. It's like, nobody knew that he could do that. You know what I'm saying? So, again, I didn't really have too much of an issue with it as far as the performance of the dunks. But like you said, man, it's just getting lackluster to where it's just one of the things like, man, y'all niggas going to get rid of it because ain't no NBA players really talking about doing it. Mm-hmm. Or y'all just, you know, street ball it up. You know what I'm talking about? Street ball it up. And we go from there. So,
yeah. Last thing, the All-Star game on Sunday. I've heard everybody talk about what to do to revamp it. I think everybody across America thought it sucked. I mean, so we're not going to talk about that. I want to know, do you have any ideas of what they could do to make it interesting? I'm not even talking about good. I just want it interesting. You know what I'm saying?
This is what they should do. Respectfully, everybody hear me out. Okay? I'm going to get out of the best possible answer. Sunday doesn't happen. The event stops on Saturday. Right after the three-point contest, that's it. Nothing else should come. That is the conclusion. We don't fucking need the All-Star game. Ain't no fixing it. Ain't no saving it. Because they've been doing this for about the better part since Kobe has left the game. It turns into a fucking mockery. They start talking about making it charity to where the only thing that matters now is the last quarter and all this bullshit or the target scores. Like, man, get the fuck out of here. Like, you shouldn't have to do all this. There's no reason why 397 points should be on the goddamn board. Ever. Ever. Damn, they had 80 apiece in the first quarter. Man, what is y'all doing out here? You're crazy. Don't nobody want to see that. I didn't pay money. If I was in that arena, I didn't pay money for the layup line. That's not what I came here for. I didn't come for shoot around. I came for a game. It's the All-Star game, people. Game is the key word, not All-Star. Game is the key word in that whole equation. And they have continued to miss and drop the ball. Ain't no fixing it, man. Ain't no fixing it. And the young guns that I fought that would be like, nah, I'm going to come out here and show my ass. You know, y'all can play if you want to. Like Anthony I'm Edwards. Trying to make you look like a fool. Yeah. And you out here shooting left-hand jump. Boy, what is you doing?
He said he was going to do that. He said.
It's your first time, though, bro.
Yeah.
It's your first time with everybody who people don't know nothing about you like that. This is your chance, man, and you come out here doing some shit like that. I don't get it, man. I don't get it.
I got an idea. I don't know
how much I ain't come here to see no and one mixtape. You know what I'm talking about?
I got an idea. I don't know how good this is gonna work. I got two ideas actually. One is to treat it almost like the in-game tournament. Whatever team win, break the bread. They had got $500,000 apiece for that. I'm not saying give them $500,000 for an All-Star game, but damn, you can give them some. You can give them $250,000 then if you win the All-Star game. That's what you get. Not the charity. That's your pocket. Or I think they should move it out of this in the middle of the season. Move it to after the season. Like championship, maybe 2 weeks after the championship game, or put the All-Star game in. Reason being is everybody play during the offseason. They trying to get their game in, try to do that. They go to the local store, the local shoot around and all that shit after the season because they want to stay in shape and all that. I think they might be able to, because it's not hurting them for the season. They ain't got to worry about being hurt for the season. They can actually get some runs. They're going to run anyway. You might as well run with the best niggas in the world. I just feel like if you don't give them no money, there's an incentive, maybe just move it out of the season so they can't use that excuse as, oh, I don't want to be hurt for the season. Nah, it's no games you got to worry about. You got 2-3 months off, 4 months off before you got to come back. Move the shit outside of the playoff after the championship game, 2 weeks after that. That's what I would do. Or just break the bread because niggas going to take that money. And they gonna play.
I mean, how much more money you want to give these niggas, though, man? How much more money you want to give these niggas, man? These niggas out here making $300 million contract. How much more money do these niggas want, bro?
You saw the end season tournament. Them Lakers was playing. Soon as that money came off the board, them boys were trash. They just starting to come back. Them boys, they act like they forgot how to play once they won that $500,000. So, I don't know. I say money is a great incentive for all these players. So,
yeah.
It just seemed like a lot of work. Maybe take off some of the stuff they got to do. It seemed like they be doing too much. They got to shake hands, and it seemed like it's work. It don't seem like they go in there to play ball. So. When they get out there on the court, it seems like it's work. It looked like, hey, let's just get this shit over with. Let's just run through it so we can get back to doing what the fuck we supposed to do, enjoying our vacation. So that's why I said take the shit out of the season or pay the motherfuckers, because it's they working. You got them doing all kind of charity shit and all this. Pay the motherfuckers and then let's go, because everybody else get a vacation. It's almost better not to make the All-Star game because everybody else chilling at the house, kicking it. Or they're at the All-Star game having a good time. They ain't got to worry about all the extra bullshit.
That's true.
Yeah. But
I would say that Josh would probably, well, speaking of shaking hands, feel like Josh shaking hands. I feel like, where you go? Where Fonz go? Boy, don't disappear.
I'm still here.
Go, man. Nigga, disappear. I was going to say that, speaking of the shaking hands factor, I think that should be taken away from sports.
Why?
It should no longer be a line of after the game, you shake the opposing team's hand.
What?
You didn't see what transpired within them two teams?
I saw a little brawl, but it didn't look that bad. Maybe I'm
didn't see right. It didn't look that bad. Didn't look that bad. Shit. A whole lot of Isaiah Stewart's out there, boy. Everybody went to prison that night. Everybody went to jail. You know what I'm talking about? Like, boy, look at here, man. That shit look crazy to me. Mm. At least it didn't spill into the stands, but that shit look crazy to me, bro. Like, when you allow yourselves, whoever lost, because we don't know what was festering and boiling over the shit talking going on in the game. So now you got to walk through the line and shake everybody's hand afterwards. Like, nah, man, y'all need to just go on and do away with that, bro. Just, you know what I mean? You lose humble and gracefully, and you can just go to the locker room, man. NBA players ain't got to do that. Why college got to line up and shake hands, man? Like, we don't need that, man. It's too much testosterone out there. Shit has been happening with the girls, too. Like, just after the game, everybody separate. Go your separate way. You know what I'm talking about? Like, the shit talking that happened on the court was shit talking during the game, and it won't escalate from there. But when you get in the line and you start getting that little bit of time to chirp, for real, like, that's when shit pop off, and that I think that's what actually transpired. Because if y'all look at the video, if you saw the video, like, when he got to the end, the guy in the white jersey, like when he shook everybody's hand, it was like he double took, you know what I'm saying? Like nigga, like, what you saying to me? It was one of those. You see what I'm saying? And then that's when shit popped off. So obviously the away team said something to him because he was just going through the motion. And it was like, what you say to me? Like one of them. And then shit just blew up, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the nigga in the blue jersey that was just dribbling the ball. He ain't want no smoke. You know what I'm saying? There's a nigga just over there minding his business, just you know what I'm talking about, throwing the finger. Like that nigga was not ride or dying with the team. You know what I'm talking about? So you talking about the Rudy Gobert situation now, bro. Where was you, nigga? What was you doing? Mm-hmm. Oh, we gotta talk, man. We gotta have a discussion, but it's too much tough guy shit in these non-contact sports like that. And I call them non-contact because it's not designed to really give you bodily harm. You know what I'm saying? If it ain't boxing, UFC, even football, but football doesn't do it with malice. You know what I'm saying? That's just the name of the game. You know what I'm saying? Rugby, same shit. That's just the name of the game. But when you got baseball, basketball, swimming, whatever, all these other type of, you know, sports that they do and shit be popping off, like, it don't make sense to me, man. Like, it's just, there's no place for it. And it's just too much, man. It's too much. Too much.
Gotcha.
That's just me, man. I'm sick and tired of seeing that shit.
Man, if you ain't got nothing else, I ain't got nothing else, man. We can get out of here.
Hey, man, that's cool for me, dog. It's cool for me. Mm-hmm. Well, everybody, welcome and goodbye. Remember to like, share, subscribe, and comment to this motherfucking podcast, The Greatest Out. You know what I'm talking about? Where you got me, Franz, him, all of them. All right. Follow us on Instagram at @MVP_podcast. All right. Make sure you give us the thumbs up, the like, sub, and share. You know, do that shit with our link, man. This shit is in the bio, man. We made it so easy for you. And then also email us at mansviewpodcast@yahoo.com. if you got any ideas, some bars that you think would be hot, I probably won't use them, but you can still send them and, you know, I'll shout you out. But, you know, that's it, man. And then follow us on Facebook and Twitch at MV Podcast Gaming. Okay.
There we go. You heard.
That's it.
You heard. You want to leave us with a bar on the way out? Like, say, let's practice this way. You know what I'm talking about? You want to drop a quick 16?
I ain't dropping shit for free. I'm talking about, I've been paying for these beats. Nah, man, I've been paying for these beats. Nah, bro, we ain't doing nothing for free.
Not even Sway? Like, you got to have something. Mm-hmm. If you get popping and Sway.
Hey, man, I got the hyenas. Hey, yo, when it's time for the hyenas, Mufasa. I hit them. You know what I'm talking about? But right now, baby. You know what I'm saying? Everything I write, and then plus my bars is on that phone. But I'm not about to freestyle. You know what I'm talking about? Okay. Don't nobody freestyle these days. Everybody write the shit. Mm-hmm. Don't put me on the spot.
Hey, well, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get you prepared. You know what I'm talking about?
Hey, man. Shout out to Killer. I get computers putin'. I get the boosters boosted.
Yo, man, I can do it.
I can do it.
And this is a ride. You go start saying all kind of shit. Shout out though. Thank y'all for tuning in again, man. And until next time, it's been MVP. Peace out.
Pray for me. Pray for me. Do everything I can.